So, is there a fine line when matter takes us towards Krishna and matter takes us away from Krishna? In some situations, the line is fine. Sometimes the line is quite clear. So, basically, we could broadly divide material activities into pro-devotional, non-devotional and anti-devotional. So, some activities are directly anti-devotional. If we do them, they are immoral, they are against the principles of bhakti, and we know them very well. So, at the very least, we start with avoiding those activities. Now, there are some activities which are just non-devotional. Like somebody has some hobbies, some interest. Somebody just likes some, say, watching some National Geographic documentary videos or whatever. That's not directly devotional. The devotional element can be seen in it, or one can go towards anti-devotional also. But it's not intrinsically against the principles of bhakti. And then there is pro-devotional. It's singing ability. We can use it to sing for Krishna. Musical interest. We can play musical instruments for Krishna. So there are, in material life, we can broadly categorize, first of all, pro-devotional, non-devotional, anti-devotional. And then, within that, whichever we are doing, if we become so obsessed with that we start doing it at the expense of our Krishna bhakti, then it becomes a competitor to Krishna. We want it to be a cooperator in our Krishna bhakti. If I get so obsessed with singing that I'm just singing constantly and I don't do any other spiritual activity, and even my singing, I'll get into mundane things in that, then it can become a problem. So, when we become obsessed with something, then it distracts us from the practices of bhakti, then it becomes a problem. But if we're not becoming obsessed, it means we are keeping a sense of perspective and doing our best in that particular material activity. It's fine. And also, with respect to using material things in Krishna's service, different people have different needs. It's like, say, all of us have different appetites. Now, for me, say, for somebody, 3 chapatis may be enough. For somebody, they may 6 chapatis. Somebody else may need 4 chapatis, whatever it is. So now, the key thing is not that, I have to come down 3 chapatis or I have to go to 6 chapatis. The point is that I should feel nourished. So like that, all of us may have different levels of material needs. So now Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one who eats too much or eats too little, such a person cannot be a yogi. Natya ashnatustu yogosti na chaikantam anashnataha. In 6.16 he says that, at one who eats too much or eats too little, such a person cannot be a yogi. Now what is happening over here? When we eat too little, then the body's need is not satisfied. And then when the body's basic need of food is not satisfied, even if I try to practice bhakti, I try to think of Krishna, I cannot think of Krishna. So when it is too little, then the food becomes a competitor to Krishna. I cannot focus on Krishna. But when it becomes too much, I'm constantly thinking, when will I get something to it? When will I get something to it? When will I get something to it? Then also that obsession, again food has become a competitor to Krishna. So when it is appropriate, then food is a biological necessity. We eat it, if it is well cooked, we get pleasure in eating it, but it doesn't become a competitor to Krishna. So basically, we have to take care that we don't let the material side of our life, whatever material skill that we are using, it become a competitor to Krishna. If something material is important for us, and if we just say no, then that craving, that dissatisfaction, it torments us so much that even when we are practicing bhakti, we can't practice it. On the other hand, we become so obsessed with it, again that becomes a problem. So over a period of time, we ourselves understand that balance. So firstly, we start with those activities which are clearly non-devotional and give them up. And with respect to other activities, we learn by experience how to draw that line so that it becomes a cooperator in our Krishna bhakti, not a competitor to our Krishna bhakti. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, sir.